Good day, I'm Anjuie James-Soyez with JIS Midday News for Thursday, July 14. Coming up, Epoch in support of sustained IMF relationship. Jamaica Public Service launches smart meter and 80 kilometers of cane roads to be rehabilitated. The details after this message.
Men who live in or who have traveled to areas with the Zika virus should protect their sex partners from sexual transmission of Zika, especially if she's pregnant or may become pregnant. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, Epoch Richard Bars, has expressed support for the government's decision to maintain a relationship with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, after the extended fund facility agreement ends in December. Mr. Bars says sustaining a relationship with the IMF will add an extra layer of oversight to government fiscal policy and help ensure commitment to financial discipline. He adds that an association with the IMF may assist the country in attracting international investors.
The IMF program gives the country a stamp of approval. Somebody looking to put their money in Jamaica likes the idea that Jamaica is in a program with the IMF because they believe that the IMF program will do all the things that we say it has done for us. So it's a stamp of approval that is important for credit rating.
Mr. Bars was speaking at the monthly Epoch press briefing on Wednesday. 20,000 Jamaica Public Service JPS customers across 8 parishes are to benefit from a meter upgrade. This as the Lighted Power Company officially launches its smart meter rollout for 2016. The project is being undertaken at a cost of over $620 million and will be carried out over the next 3 months. Corporate Communications Officer at the JPS, Audrey Williams, says some of the benefits to be enjoyed by customers receiving the new smart meters will include remote connections, remote reconnections, and improved reliability.
We're going to get to the stage where the entire island is going to be blanketed with smart devices that are able to communicate with each other. And that means an improved level of customer service for all of our customers. Because if there is, for example, a sectional outage that we may not be immediately aware of, the meter is going to send that information to us. So as you can imagine, customers will be restored that much faster.
Ms. Williams was speaking in an interview with JIS News. She says by the end of 2016, customers with the new smart meters will be able to view energy consumption for their households and businesses via the internet. Cabinet has approved 12 members to serve on the National Council of Reparations, NCR, to be co-chaired by Professor Vereen Shepherd and Lalita Davis Mattis. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange made the announcement in the House of Representatives Tuesday.
The other members are Frank Phipps, Lord Anthony Gifford, Dr. Jelani Nair, Professor Rupert Lewis, Mr. Stephen Golding, Professor Michael Barnett, Muta Baruka, Alan Hope, Kabu, Mrs. Andrea Williams, Mr. Danny Roberts, CD, and Senator Cavan Gale.
Ms. Grange was making her contribution to the 2016-17 sectoral debate. The NCR was previously known as the National Committee on Reparations. Ms. Grange says the council will be working closely with the CARICOM Reparations Commission. She points out that reparations, which seek redress for one of the greatest atrocities in history visited upon mankind, through the NCR will be given the kind of priority it deserves. And the government will be spending just under $800 million to rehabilitate 80 kilometers of cane roads this year, in keeping with provisions under the Sugar Transformation Program. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda says roads will be repaired in sugar-dependent areas in Westmoreland, Hanover, Trelawney, St. Thomas, Clarendon, St. Catherine, and St. Elizabeth.
In Westmoreland, we will be spending $82 million. In Hanover, we will be spending $103 million. In Trelawney, $170 million. In St. Thomas, $68 million. In Clarendon, $64 million.
In the Worthy Park, Clarendon area, roads to be repaired include Brandon Hill to Cargill and Good Hope to Darkness and Onteshuto. The Bernard Lodge sugar-dependent areas are divided into two. This will see to the rehabilitation of 8 roadways. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James-Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.